This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. The Atlanta theater scene has experienced a number of losses and setbacks in the past year, with companies like Dad's Garage losing their homes, or in the case of Theater of the Stars, having to shutter altogether. But there's been hopeful news recently. Dad's is under contract for a new space, and late last month, Synchronicity Theater announced that they were, at long last, moving into a permanent home. WABE's Mike Johns visited their artistic director, Rachel May, and heard that there is new space on Peachtree Street.
So this space that you're in right now is going to be our lobby. There's going to be a wall here.
And then this wall's going away, this one. And then
1545 Peachtree Street, right where the corridor bends before crossing the connector. That's where you'll find Synchronicity Theater beginning with their next production. The theater company largely focuses on telling women's stories and working for social change through the arts. They're the company behind the Playmaking for Girls program, a writing workshop for girls incarcerated in regional youth detention centers. And now, there in the Peachtree Point building, they have a home base from which to operate. Artistic director Rachel May has been waiting for this for a long time.
We're going into our 17th year.
And this entire time you've been without a home, is that correct?
Yeah, we've been called homeless, itinerant, nomadic, so pick your adjective, but yeah, we have been without a home for that entire time.
The company has put on shows at Horizon Theater, at Seven Stages, Theatrical Outfit, just to name a few.
And most recently, we decided to make our home for a longer period of time at 14th Street Playhouse.
But those plans were ended when Savannah College of Art and Design bought the space from the Woodruff Arts Center this past January. So Synchronicity postponed their season and concentrated on finding a permanent home. They found it in the old Ansley Park Playhouse, home to a play called Peachtree Battle, which billed itself as the longest-running production in Atlanta theater history, having been performed over 1,200 times before closing in 2008. Rachel May hopes that Synchronicity's move into the 140-seat theater will not only help them, but many other theater companies in town as well.
We've had a number of venues close or move in the last 2 years in Atlanta, so there is a real dire concern for many small groups that they have nowhere to perform. We were in that situation. We had nowhere to perform next season. And so we wanted to solve that problem for ourselves, but we also really wanted to solve that problem for all of these other divergent, vibrant, innovative, quirky groups that need a place to be.
And so once they've finished building a stage and upgrading the electrical system and assembling a tech booth and all of those things that theaters need, they will be taking on tenants in addition to staging their own shows.
The people who come in and use the space from us are technically licensees of ours.
Transitioning from an itinerant company to renters is a big process, especially with the added expenses of renovating a space. So Synchronicity put together a business plan and started fundraising.
So we have a campaign of $475,000 and we've raised a third of that in the first 2 months.
Tell me about what you will be able to do now artistically, having a permanent home that you couldn't do in your previous 17 years.
I think we'll be able to do many different things now differently than we were before. One of them is when things pop up that seem like fun opportunities, we'll be able to just go ahead and plug it in and not have to find a space to rent and have extra money to rent it and all of that. One of our first renters that'll be coming in is Out of Hand, is going to be doing a project with us, a one-night-only project in November. And it's something that previously we would not have been able to do because we didn't have a place to host something like that. And so we're excited about those kind of opportunities.
But having a permanent home also brings with it a much simpler sense of identity for the theater.
People really identify with brick and mortar, and they identify with a sign, and they identify with, I went to Synchronicity Theater, not I went to X and saw Synchronicity Theater.
For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.
You'll be able to see Synchronicity Theater soon. Their first show in the new space is Lasso of Truth, slated to open in September. For more information, visit wabe.org/citycafe.